Hey, are you in here? I was afraid of that. You've been in your room ever since you got home. Is everything okay? Well, listen. I don't want to push if you really don't want to talk about it, but I want to be here for you. You've been living with us for a while now, and I want you to be able to feel like you have somebody to talk to when you need it. Just having a bad day? I'm so sorry. Do you want some company? Great. I'm here for you. Anything in particular that's bumming you out? No, that's fine. Sometimes we just have bad days. That's totally normal. You've had your share of those, haven't you? I've noticed you staring into space a lot lately. Have a lot on your mind? I get that. Everybody in this house cares about you, but still, you're a cute little bunny and we're all big scary wolves. That has to be difficult. Even though we've been friends forever, suddenly losing your parents and having to move in with me. That would make anyone feel alienated. It's a lot to adjust to. Let's see. How long has it been? Almost a year, I think. Exactly a year. Well, no wonder you're having a bad day. But wait, I thought that 1 year anniversary was in a few days. We were going to have an outing to celebrate you joining the family. Oh, I get it. Today was the day of the accident. You didn't move in till a few days after. I'm so sorry. I guess I'd forgotten. Why didn't you say that from the beginning? That's a totally understandable reason to be feeling down. Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. Nobody here is going to judge you for missing your old family. We're not here to replace them, you know. We just want to take care of you. I want to take care of you. Our families were always really close. Remember how we used to play together all the time as kids? You and I would terrorize the neighborhood every day. Oh, I forgot about that. And then your mom spent an hour scolding us while your dad had to dig like 7 holes in the backyard to find it again. Oh, but remember when both our families went on vacation together? And we both snuck out of our motel rooms at night and hopped the fence to the pool. My sister had to keep an eye on us the entire rest of the trip. I did feel kind of bad, but none of our parents could keep up with us, so that's just how it had to be. How are you feeling? Still down? That's good to hear. You deserve to be happy, and I'm not trying to say that it's wrong to feel sad that your parents are gone, but it's important to remember the people you still have. Me, most of all. You better believe it. I'm always going to have your back. You're the most important person in my life. And I'm not exaggerating, not even a little bit. I hope I can make sure that you don't feel alone here anymore. So, anytime you're having a hard day, you just come straight to me, okay? We can go out and do something, or stay in and play video games, or just talk. Whatever you need. Well, of course that goes without saying. I already know you'll have my back, too. You're a great friend like that. Plus, you're just the cutest little bunny boy. So precious. That still gets you every time, huh? Then I'm just gonna have to keep saying it. Oh, I just remembered something. We finally finished sorting through your parents' old stuff, and I think we found something. Yeah, it was a box of old documents. My mom thought it might be important, so she asked me to go through it with you. Is that all right? Okay, hang on. I'll be right back. Oof, it's heavy. All right, let's see. Tax stuff, I think. Boring. And then, yeah, some more financial stuff. Boring. Boring, boring, boring. Oh, look at this. Looks like your dad kept a diary. That might be a nice thing for you to look through next time you're missing him. I'll put this on the nightstand. What else? More boring stuff. Oh, cute. It's your parents' marriage paperwork. That might be something, too. No. Wait. It has your name on it. And mine? Wait, what? Are we married? That can't be true, right? There is no way. I mean, we know about that. I'm not sure. I don't know how all this works, and I don't know if all of this was actually submitted or not, or if it would even be legal if we didn't know about it. This raises a lot of questions, like, a lot. I'll ask my mom about this in a second. Right now, I'm just trying to process this. Let's see. This looks like it was filled out. This looks like it was filled out a little bit before the accident. Maybe they meant to tell us, but never got the chance. But why would they do that? You'd think they'd, you know, ask us whether we wanted to be married before they filled out the paperwork. I don't even know what's happening. Maybe this was supposed to be some sort of joke. They fill it out and pretend that it's official. Freak us out before going, gotcha. I mean, that's the sort of thing they do, right? Your parents are always goofballs. But I mean, what if it was real? Wait, no, how would that even work? Although, I've got to be honest, it's not like I'd be opposed to it. Well, I mean, you know, you're really great. And, like, I really like that you're so short and cute. Like, I do like that, you know. I just, if I was going to marry someone, mm. Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm gonna talk to my mom. You just wait right there. I somehow get the feeling things are going to get really intense. Hey, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay?